It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this episode of Opinions Matter is episode number 997, which means in three more episodes, we will be celebrating the 1,000th episode of Opinions Matter. And to celebrate that, all next week from episode 1000 onwards, we have some amazing prizes to give away on Opinions Matter, both on our live show on our Facebook page at around about 1:30 every day, and also on our podcast, and specific to our podcast, and also on our social media, on Facebook and WhatsApp. But one of the prizes that we have to give away, starting from episode number 1000, is a two-night stay with dinner on one evening at the beautiful Farnham Estate in County Cavan. Jeremy, I don't know if you've ever been there. Farnham Estate is die for. It really is.
Any place that's called estate.
Yeah, it's nice.
Finglas Estate would be nice. Farnham Estate is actually...
Farnham Estate have given us... Yeah. A two-night stay with dinner on one evening, and it really is a great, great prize. I also have dinner vouchers from Man O' War. It's another great place to eat out. I've eaten there many times. And I've another voucher for a night out, a dinner, and courtesy of our friends in the Snail Box. So all of that is going to be given away from episode 1000, which is due to drop next Monday. Okay, episode 1000 is due to drop next Monday, the 14th of April. And all of those prizes we'll be giving away from next Monday, from episode number 1000.
And they will be going to we'll tell you how you're going to win the prizes next week, obviously. But the prizes will be for because there's a lot of people on our Facebook page, for instance, that hate us. You won't be getting the prize.
It's only for lovers.
No, the prize is for lovers, not haters. Yeah?
That's true. Yeah. Anyway, starting from episode number 1000, due to drop on Monday.
Can you believe that, boys and girls? By the way,
1,000 episodes. Seriously, what have you been doing?
And I've worked out of the 1,000 episodes, about 22 of them are good. It's a great batting average, isn't it? Today's going to be one of the good ones.
It is. And before we get to that, I want to give a big shout out and a big thank you to our friends at Ferry House Sunday Market, who are the current show sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. Now, Ferry House Sunday Market was set up over 30 years ago, and it's been a go-to for people from near and far ever since. And the reason being, it's one of the best markets in the country. It's on most Sundays throughout the year, with the exception of a weekend when there's racing on, like Easter Sunday. It won't be open on Easter Sunday, but it's open most other weekends throughout the year. And at Ferry House, you can get everything and anything. There's even a car boot sale section. It's a great day out for the kids. There's playground facilities. There's excellent toilet facilities. There's a great array of food, tea and coffee, and stalls. So many stalls selling everything and anything. And a couple of weeks ago, I visited Ferry House Sunday Market, and I spoke to Keith, who sells perfume oils from the Middle East. And he says visiting Ferry House Sunday Market is so easy.
It's probably the only decent, good market, good sized market in the country at the moment. The people, like, the good catchment area here, we've the M50s beside us as well, so they can, you know, it's easily accessible. You know, there's plenty of parking, the transport routes are there, and it's just a good market. There's plenty of variety, plenty of different food stalls and things like that, and there's always something for someone. You know, you have kids coming up looking for something for their mummy for Mother's Day, or the father looking for something for birthdays, and there's always something for someone to find, and it's fairly affordable for people as well.
Now, Ferry House Sunday Market is open from early on a Sunday morning until mid-afternoon, and I can't recommend it enough. It's well worth popping along to and making it your Sunday day out. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Des. wrote this to us by email, and the email address, if you would like to write to us, is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Anyway, here's what Des had to say. I'm still shaking with anger at what happened yesterday in Tymon Park. I was there with my wife and our two kids in the playground. Our three-year-old had a little fall, so I decided to bring her back to the car to get a plaster on because she was so upset. She didn't want to go and was kicking and screaming in my arms, screaming for her mother. When I got to the car park, I was approached by two women who stopped me and started taking pictures of me on their phones and asked me, was the child I was carrying actually mine, and why was I dragging her away into a car? The clowns thought I was abducting her. The effing cheek of them. They were calling 999 and I had to ring my wife to come over quickly and tell them that Abby is our child and that I wasn't abducting her. I was disgusted over this because they wouldn't have done it if it was my wife. And because I'm a man, they assumed it must be abduction because the child was screaming. You need to highlight this on your podcast and call out these bitches. It's a bit harsh, isn't it? But that's from a guy called Des.
He's absolutely...
It's a little bit harsh.
No, it's not. Bitches. He's absolutely right. I was so angered when we got this message from Des on his behalf. As someone who's had this happen to himself, you know this has happened to me. I've told this story before. It happened, what was it?
Last year? Last summer?
Towards the end of last summer. I'll talk about it a bit later. But I'm telling you now, he is dead right about this. This would not have happened if this was a mother and a child. Those two women would not have said that. So again, what this is, yeah, this is...
Okay, so hang on, I want you to picture the scene.
This is the demonization of men, which has been happening over the last few years.
I want you to imagine the situation. You're standing in the car park, and there's a man...
I know the situation, I've been in the situation.
Okay, but you can tell me your situation in a minute. You're in a car park,
yeah.
You're male or female, it doesn't matter what you are, and there's a man coming towards you with an inconsolable child screaming...
Yeah, but he didn't have a bag over the baby's head.
No bags involved.
He wasn't putting chloroform over the baby's mouth to put the baby unconscious.
Was screaming the house down. It looked to all intents and purposes like this child was being taken away against the child's will.
No, it didn't. No. I'm sorry.
Why else would somebody question him?
I'm sorry.
It has to have looked like he was dragging the child away. Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is...
It's all to do with the demonisation.
No, it's not. It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's to do with the care of children.
No. There are certain women who just think that every man is out to kidnap their child, and that is not the case.
But this wasn't their child.
And as a victim of this, I can tell you, you feel... So, but the two feelings I had when this happened to me, and it happened to me in Paris Court up at the waterfall last summer, and I won't go into the story just yet, but the same thing.
Anyway,
happened.
The point I'm trying to make is...
The two things I felt after that happened was, the first thing was pure anger. Now, this was a fella, by the way, that approached me in Paris Court. I felt pure anger at what had happened, but then I walked away going, this is literally what it's like to be a father now, because I'm telling you now... And
okay, Jeremy, I want to take this a step further.
Supposing if it had to be, there's no child abductions in Ireland.
There are. Don't be so naive now. I want you to imagine that child was was abducted, and these two women that saw the child being abducted did nothing about it.
So
never spoke up.
Why wouldn't they do
it? We should be praising them for speaking up.
No, I won't praise them. They literally slandered that man.
They asked a question, and the man called his wife. The wife came over. No, that's our child. End of conversation. Grant.
Well,
move on. Build
the
bridge. Head on.
The time it happened to me, and when it happened to me, my wife was in eyesight. As it was, I could see where she was, and she had the other two kids with her. There was no way. I was not demeaning myself to call my wife over to confirm that I'm the father of that child. Fuck right off. And I'm sorry for being blunt about it.
Okay, the fact of the matter is, we all have a duty of care to children. Children that are ours children that aren't ours. We have a duty of care towards children.
Yeah, we
agreed?
Do.
Okay, so if you suspect that something is a bit untoward... You have to call it out.
There's nothing untoward about it. There's nothing untoward about it.
Our number is 0858 25 26.
It's sexist. It shows.
That was one of the things he said. I was disgusted over this because they wouldn't have done it if it was my wife. We don't know that. We don't know that they wouldn't have called out.
Yeah, we do.
How do we know?
A million percent. I bet my house on it. That would not happen. That would, well, what happened with me at Perriscourt Waterfall would not happen if I had to be my wife. Nobody would have batted an eyelid. But they see a man running to a car with his child, with a child who's crying, and the first thing that pops into their head is abduction. That's sick.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Trevor is triggered by this.
Well, Stoddy boys, Trevor, you know what? The man in that car park just should have pushed them Ellens out of the way. Get the fuck away from me. Get away from me, daughter, you fools. You want to ring the guards, go ahead and waste that time. And then, you know what? He could say they bloody assaulted them and everything. That's what he'd do. Put them in that bleeding box. No, he ain't interfering now. Cows, like he said, they wouldn't do it after the mother was holding her daughter, screaming her head off.
Jen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jen?
Hey, lads, how are you?
Good, thanks, Jen. Should these ladies be praised for questioning the man, or should they be condemned for daring to call him out?
No, of course they, I don't think you should praise them. Like, we shouldn't platter them all over social media and be like, well done to these ladies for asking if the father was actually the father. But if Jeremy, first, I just want to make two points. If Jeremy thinks that child abduction doesn't happen in Ireland, well, that's a great world he's living in. Do you know how many emergency removal orders mothers have to go into the courts to get their children back after they've been parentally kidnapped?
Okay, that's
do you know how many times that happens?
No,
do you
I don't know
how many? No, you don't.
No,
you don't.
That's
and you've no idea how many mothers have been through that. And I'm going to bring up another case. That little poor boy, Jamie Bulger, over in Liverpool, back in 92. And the dozens of people that walked past him. And those two kids were males. Those two kids were males.
Yeah, but
and they took his word for that it was just an upset little brother of theirs, and look what happened to him.
But there was no precedence for that. That had never happened before, where a child was literally murdered by two evil kids. There was no precedent for that. And the same thing, do you honestly think if there was two kids walking another child through a park that anybody would stop it? They wouldn't, because that is...
That's a separate issue.
So inconsolable.
Yes, here is a situation where Des was bringing a child to back to the car, and the child was inconsolable, and the people approached him and said, is that your child? He saw red when that happened. Can you understand why they might have questioned him?
Yeah, and you know what? Imagine if he was not the father of that child. Imagine if it was a kidnapping and they said nothing for the fact that, oh, well, we don't want to offend anyone. We don't want to make...
And that's Jeremy, the point. That's exactly the point that I've been trying to make. Okay, in the situation here, and with what you're telling me, you told me before about what happened to you in Perriscourt, there was no harm meant here. All these people were doing...
They're trying to look out for the children.
Correct.
And if something bad happened to those kids, or Jeremy, God forbid... You weren't that child's father in Perriscourt that day. Like, running to the car with an inconsolable child, people look at you regardless if you're a mother or a father.
No, they don't do it if it's a mother.
No, yes, they do. I'm a mother. You can't tell me what people...
Well,
like, I have a child with additional needs. I'm telling you. You can't tell me what people do and do not say to me.
Well, I'm telling you now, in this instance, what happened in Tymon Park would not have happened if that was a mother and the child. I'm telling you that now. The mother...
regardless of whether or not you believe it would have happened if it were a woman... Surely there is no harm done in these
and
people
like
querying.
I'm being victimised. Like, what, were you dragged through the criminal courts, Jeremy? Do you have to go through the trauma of all that?
No, but I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed.
We get embarrassed on a daily basis with our kids. It's part of being a parent.
That's different. No.
Okay, Jeremy,
tell me. The vast majority of violent criminals.
Jeremy, tell me exactly what happened in Perriscourt.
Okay, and Jen, I want you to listen to this story as well. So it was the end of last summer. We were up at the Perriscourt waterfall with the three kids, and we were over at the waterfall, and my youngest, who was just being potty trained at that stage, needed to go to the toilet, but she still wanted to play at the waterfall. So I picked her up and I said to my wife, I'm gonna, because we had a potty in the car, and I says, I'll bring her over, because I didn't want her weeing herself. So I picked her up, and as soon as I picked her up, she started screaming, oh, I want to stay. I said, I have to bring you to the toilet. She starts screaming, mammy, mammy, mammy. I'm running across to the car. to get her to the potty before she pees herself. The next minute, this fella...
And all the while she's screaming, "Mammy, Mammy, Mammy!"
Yeah, because she, like most children, they call for Mammy when they're a bit stressed. But I had to get her to... Next minute, this big birdie fella, I see his hand coming towards me to stop me. I says, what's your problem? I'm bringing my daughter to go to the toilet. He says, how do I know that's your daughter? Where are you going with her? You're not going anywhere with her. I says, you fucking put a hand on me and the police will be up straight away. How do I know you're not going to drag her into a car? I says, she's my child. How fucking dare you? I got so angry with him. And I could see, when I turned around, I could see out of the corner of my eye, I could see my wife there with the other two kids. I could have called her over to say, "But why should I have to prove to anybody?"
And what happened? Did he head on with his head between his legs or what?
Oh, I pretty much, I can't remember the exact words. Remember, this was nearly a year ago. I can't remember the exact words, but I pretty much... Pretty much told him to fuck off. And I said, "My daughter's about to piss her pants. Get out of my way." And that was it.
And did he?
He did, finally. But how dare he?
And I'll put it back on you, Jeremy. What if you took your eyes off your kids for 1 second and a man ran off with your kids and nobody stopped him because, oh, well, he might be the father.
That is the reality.
How often does that happen?
Like, this is the whole thing.
How often does that happen?
Now, Jeremy, I'm sorry, you don't know the family crime. I'm not going to get too much into that.
I'm not talking about parental kidnapping. I'm talking about by a stranger.
A lot of kidnappings are parental kidnappings.
They are mostly, but they happen in public places.
Where daddy comes and literally takes his child, or mammy comes and literally takes the child. Could have been you. Yeah. You could have been abducting your child.
This man.
Do you know how long it takes to get your child back?
A nightmare. I'm sorry.
You can't have it both ways, Jeremy.
Okay, so because you're precious and you're touched and you're offended.
I'm sorry that I don't like being accused of child abduction. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes it. Nobody likes being accused of stuff they didn't do. But it happens every single day.
So hang on, what age is your youngest? What age is your youngest?
He's 16 months here. He's currently trying to kidnap me. Okay, he's going to call the guards on him because he's a bloke.
But hang on, if you were walking by...
Listen to what she's saying. That's actually a serious joke.
No, if you were walking by me on the street and I saw you with your child in the pram and your child was drinking a can of Coke and I said to you, "Get that can of Coke out of their hand. How dare you give
That's
your
completely
child.
Different, Jeremy. No, it is it's, completely
it's
different.
Getting, it's getting
that's being it's, silly.
No, it's not.
I'll give you an example of something that's happened to me before. My eldest would be considered additional needs, and there are times where he pretty much turns blue from either holding his breath or becoming so overwhelmed. And I've had several instances of both men and women coming up and stopping the big double buggy that I have and asking, "Is he all right? Is everything okay? Like, do you need help?" Like, that's humiliating to me because I know when my child's okay and when he's not. I'm telling you, Jeremy, you'd rather 1,000 men be asked that question, "Is your child all right? And are you actually in a position?"
And come here, were you so offended by that question that you told that person to go fuck themselves? No,
no, it's a bit embarrassing. Just explain to them what just the move situation on. Yeah. was. Like, it's not a big deal.
Okay,
I was embarrassed when it happened to me in front of you. This was, remember, this was August. Paris Court was packed to people.
I live in the middle of the city centre, Jeremy. Don't talk to me about places.
Put it this way: I was so embarrassed by that episode when it happened that I rang my wife when I got to the car.
Okay,
and said,
I don't want to
go back in there.
It was your poor little pride that was hurt.
You're not even
thinking of the fact that somebody bothered their arse to actually care for your child and query whether something untoward is happening to your child.
I just don't think it's right to falsely accuse somebody.
Nobody accused anybody. He just asked you. He just questioned you. And you said no, and he pissed off. Yeah. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. I've a couple of questions there to ask Jen, if that's okay.
You still there, Jen? Yeah.
When your child is throwing one of their tantrums and it is...
It's not a tantrum. It's got additional needs. You might want to use the correct terminology. It's not a tantrum.
Well, what is it?
What do you think it is? If it's not a tantrum, I'm talking about my eldest child here now.
An episode. He's going through an episode. Okay? So, Jesus Christ, Jen, would you answer me? Has anyone ran up to you, taken photographs and threatened to call two slaps over that?
Yeah, they have, actually, yeah. Yeah, do you want, I can actually
see
you
standing in booth. And how did you feel?
I laughed because it's hilarious, and I've no problem just looking at
you.
Me
oh, well, that's okay. You can laugh over those kind of things.
I can laugh.
How many kids? No, Jen, I'm asking you questions here. Remember, I'm asking you questions. So, how many kids? Many kids in Ireland? How many kids? I am. You answered it. That's fine. How many kids in Ireland have been abducted by a stranger?
You tell me. I know. I have the exact number right here in front of me.
Go on, tell me.
No, you tell me. You tell me.
You're the expert here.
How many children are parentally kidnapped every year, Angela? How many children are parentally kidnapped? And how many children...
We're not talking about parentally kidnapped here. We're not talking. I have asked you a question. If they ran up to this man and turned around and said, are you the father? And he said, yes. What are they going to do?
If he's the father, you know. But even by the way Jeremy answered the question, you know that that's how
I'm asking you, in this country, how many children have been abducted by a stranger? Have you the answer to that? Have you?
It's about 2,000 children. It's about 2,000 children since 2000.
And kidnapped. By a strange
2000.
Man.
Look it up. It's been 2,601. It's not that hard,
2,601 strangers have abducted children.
Yes, look it up. Look it up.
Well, Jesus Christ, you must know something that we don't know.
Do you know how many children have...
I've never
found
it.
Do you know how many children have been trafficked?
I have never seen on the news, on the radio, in the papers, strange men abducting children.
Do you know why? Because there's a thing called an in-camera rule that protects children when they're going through criminal trials like that. That's why.
Yeah, but it's reported.
Angela, let me go back to the point of this conversation. Do you think it is okay, and should these people be praised for stopping a parent in their tracks and asking, is that child okay? Is there something untoward going on here?
They did not just go up and ask, is that child okay? They went up screaming at him, taking photographs and ringing the guard.
Yep.
So they didn't just go up and say, is the child okay? Like, if I saw a child upset, I'd tilt my head and go, is it all right? I wouldn't go up with a camera. And Jen is saying that she had people come up and take photographs of her child.
She laughed at it.
But Jen, you
laughed at it.
Jen, you see nothing wrong with somebody showing an interest in a child. That's what you see it as.
The safety of the children comes first every single time. And I'm telling you now, Angela, that's great that you live in that little fantasy world where not bad ever happens.
I think it's nice that you laugh at a stranger coming up taking photographs of your
child. What am I supposed to do, Angela? Am I supposed to attack them and then I end up in the criminal court system? Is that what I'm meant to do?
And let's forget about the fact that they took photographs, and that was probably bang out of order.
Adrian, that's part of it. You can't take that out of it. That is part of it. You can't tell a story and say, well, listen, we'll take this.
Okay, in Jeremy's case, there was no photographs. There was just a fellow who said, what's going on here? What's going on here with this child? He didn't take any photographs or anything. He merely questioned Jeremy.
He's got no right to question Jeremy.
God forbid a child gets abducted and people are meant to go, why the fuck didn't that man ask? He saw that child being abducted. He never asked any questions. He'd be worst in the world.
You answer the question. How many children in this country have been abducted and kidnapped by a strange person?
Okay, let's put it this way. I'm going to put it back in Adrian's territory now. Let's see how he answers this. Okay, supposing, Adrian, on a night out, you and your missus go for a night out this Saturday, okay? Yeah, night out together. You go into town and you're driving. So she decides, I'm going to get pissed tonight. You're driving home, going to use this as my opportunity to get pissed, okay? So you go to whatever pub, yeah, and you're leaving the pub and you're literally taking her to your car. She's absolutely locked and you're sober and you're propping her up and you're holding her and bringing her to the car, and you get approached by a man.
This is a completely different story.
Just work with me here. And the person says, where are you taking that woman? She's not in her right mind. She's absolutely locked. Are you taking her home to sexually assault that woman? How would you react to that?
I'd say, that's my wife. I'm bringing her home. She's drunk. End of. Thank you.
You wouldn't be offended by it?
No.
You absolutely, will you do a week of shows about it?
No, I wouldn't.
Podcast? Yes, you would.
I wouldn't.
So you wouldn't be offended of accused of being a rapist? I just
tell him to fuck off.
So you'd be angry about it?
I'd say, get out of my way. I'm bringing my wife home. She's drunk.
So you'd explain to a stranger?
I wouldn't throw my toys out of the pram.
I don't believe it.
And have a hissy
Angela,
fit.
Do you believe he would react that way?
No, especially if someone stood there taking photographs of it, calling him a rapist and calling the guards.
Yeah. So this,
I'm sure Adrian would go, no, that's my wife. I'm going to take her home now. Bye.
No, that's what I would say.
No, it's not.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. It is Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Now, I want to bring in this opinion from Amanda.
Hey guys, Amanda here. I have two kids under two and no one's ever approached me. And I mean, sometimes I have to carry the eldest, the two-year-old, kicking and screaming over my shoulder into the car, like... That's just kids, and no one's ever approached me. So, but not just, I don't think these women should have approached your man like that. I think they could have walked over and politely said, hey, you know, child screaming looking for their mom, is she around or something? Or I know it would have been embarrassing and awkward, but if you're really concerned, that's what you do. You don't run over with cameras in someone's face. They didn't know that child didn't have autism or anything like that, and they were just overheated, too much going on, and wanted to go back to the car. You know, don't presume.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Jackie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jackie?
Hello, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Jackie.
Should we
be praising somebody who would approach a parent with a child in distress, or should we call them nosy bastards?
No. I think we should be praising them. I can kind of see both sides of this. I certainly wouldn't go up and take photographs of anybody.
I think that's bang out of order.
Now, I'd go up and ask, could I help? You know, being a woman with a child screaming, I would ask, could I help? I think they were right to get involved, because worst case scenario, if it was an abduction, the father would guarantee he'd be on here praising those women.
And that's exactly the point I've been trying to make, Jeremy. God forbid, just listen to me for a second, Jeremy. The day you were in Paris Court, if you hadn't been there, and somebody was abducting your child and running through the car park with your child in their arms, screaming the house.
That doesn't happen, lads. It doesn't happen.
If you knew somebody didn't bother their arse.
We're not living in Mexico.
We're not living
in Mexico here. People think we're living in Mexico where literally children are being dragged off the streets.
Okay, there you are,
Jackie. Well, it does actually happen, because it happened to me.
Tell me what happened to you.
I was 4, and myself and my friends were taken away by a man, and we were in a housing estate, and people seen us, and everyone knew everyone, but no one questioned it. Now, only for, and it was a totally different situation altogether, but only for two women found us in a field fairly close to the man. They lifted me up and brought me home. So if they hadn't bothered interfering, these two women, God knows what would have happened to us.
So the point being that it is important to be a little bit... Now, we accept that the photograph taken...
Bang out of order. No, definitely not.
But for somebody to query what's going on with the child, you see nothing wrong with that at all?
No, absolutely not. But there is a way to go about it.
I was just about to ask that. So, in this case...
You approach the man gently, you know, say, God, is there anything I can do to help you? And try and suss out the situation yourself. You know, look at the little one and whatever. But you don't go over screaming and shouting at them. So I can kind of see both sides of it.
Mm. Okay.
You know,
so,
definitely.
On balance, though, you think it's okay and it should be encouraged that we care for children enough to ask questions.
Yes, definitely.
And so, let me go back to your story. I'm fascinated by this. So you were four, and yourself and a friend.
And a friend, yes. We were outside our school, and a man came and asked us to help us look for his dog. So of course, us being little kids and little puppies, we went with him, and he took us to some house cross fields, and he hit us, and he tried to make us undress, but I couldn't because my finger was bleeding, and I remember I couldn't open the button. So he made me wait outside and brought this other girl into the house. And while I was outside, two women happened to be out walking, and they found me and took me home.
And what happened to the other girl?
No, do you know what? To be honest with you, to this day, I don't know how she got out of the house, but she was okay in the end. She got home. The police were out looking for us. They actually did catch him, but because we were too young, we couldn't identify him because he had a different coat on him. But he was known to the guards, so he was just warned to stay out of the area. He was actually a social worker.
And had he bad intent towards you? What was
yes,
he
absolutely. Yeah, bad intent. He definitely.
When he brought the other girl into the house, what did he do?
He got her to take down her trousers. No, he didn't. Oh, right. Do that in severe, you know what I mean? I don't know how the little one got out. I think he came out for me or something and she came out. I'm not 100% sure. And he panicked when he seen I was gone. But, the guards and all were out looking for us. It was a big thing at the time, you know?
Was he arrested? Was he charged?
No, he was let off. He was just because we couldn't identify him because he had changed his coat. I couldn't say it was him. I said if he had a different coat on him. But he was known to the guards for this sort of thing. So he was just warned to stay out of the area. Like, you're going back now. I'm 54 now.
Okay, but this guy, he wasn't arrested or charged or anything. He was just let go.
Yeah, warned to stay out of the area, yeah, because we couldn't identify him.
So
we were only little kids.
No, I get that, yeah. So you believe that it is okay to, I won't say stick your nose in, but at least ask questions.
Absolutely, but in the right way. You know, you don't go over screaming, shouting with your phone and all this. I don't agree with that, because that's just attacking the man. Of course, he's going to be on the defence. But if you go over it nicely and suss out the situation and ask him, does he need any help, or, you know, and if he says his wife is around, say, well, do you want to ring her and we wait with you or whatever? You know, it can be done.
But lads, if you look at my situation, okay, what happened up in Paris Court, okay?
Yeah.
Obviously, looking at it, looking back, and obviously I was Freya's father. Obviously I was, because
what do you mean obviously?
What child?
How obviously?
Okay, what child abductor, yeah? What child abductor in broad daylight, and I'm talking, there was about 5,000 people up there that day. The place was packed. Cameras everywhere, camera phones, dash cams on cars. What child abductor? I wasn't wearing a baseball cap, I didn't have a mask over my face. Who would risk abducting a child in front of 5,000 people having barbecues?
I don't know who would risk abducting any child.
That's not the right frame of mind.
Yeah, exactly. Who would take a chance for abducting any child? I don't get it at all.
Even Stevie Wonder could have seen that I was the child's father. I was holding her, rushing her over to the car to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a bag over her head.
Again, if somebody had been abducting your child and you found out there was a man in the car park who just let them run past.
That's not the way abductions happen.
And he does an interview with the guards. He ran straight past me and I let him go. You would upend
the
place.
That's not the way it happens.
Okay, so it's all right to ask questions, Jackie.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Jackie, I think you're right. But the way the fella approached me that day in Paris Court with his big hand up like he was a guard, stop right now. Stop.
Fuck off, seriously.
Our number,
I don't agree with that,
man. All right, our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Eddie.
Would you stop, Jeremy? It's better to be safe than sorry. Okay, they shouldn't have fucking screamed at him and took their phones out. But if I had kids and I was bringing my kid home in the same scenario and two women approached me respectfully and asked me and questioned me about the kid, I wouldn't have an issue with that at all. Because, say, for example, two women walked past a man carrying a baby and it was an abduction. They'd fucking never forgive themselves for fucking saying we could have stopped that. So I've absolutely no problem with them approaching them, just a problem with how they approach them.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Neil has been in touch on WhatsApp 0858252626.
Lads, you used to do a podcast before on a chap and his daughter going to a hotel, I think it was somewhere in Galway, I don't know, and the guards were called because the receptionist didn't believe it was his daughter, and you know, the guards came and had a chat room and all that. It's just the way it is now. It's just the way it is now. I know if it happened to me, if it did happen to me, I'd be like, Jeremy, I'd be gone bleeding bananas. But unfortunately, it's just the way it is now. Yeah, cheers, lads.
Pauline, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Pauline?
I'm great. I just want to, what Neil said there is exactly what I was going to say. Like, it's this day and age. Like, if you've seen a father with a child 25, 30 years ago, you wouldn't pass much heed. You'd just be like, oh, God love her, and that kind of thing. You'd never approach. But the way this world is gone now, it's just, them two women sounded like two Karens, the way they approached him. If it was me, and I'm not a parent, but if it was me, I'd like to think I would have approached him in a nicer manner and saying, is there anything I can do to help? Is everything okay? Then hopefully he would give you some kind of details, or, you know, she fell and cut herself. And you'd know instantly if...
Okay, so one of the questions that these women asked this guy Des was, is that child actually yours? Okay?
For sure. Of course he's going to say yes, even if he was an abductor.
And I was just about to say that, yeah. It's a silly question to ask.
You know, what are you going to ask? Family photo? And that's probably why the man felt as if he had to call his wife. And another thing there, like, I know I read a long time ago a survey in America. A lot of abductions are done by very well-to-do looking people. A lot are females that they don't look obvious. Like, you're not going to see a guy in a balaclava in broad daylight running, grabbing a child.
Yes, and if, God forbid, somebody was abducting a child and somebody came over and said, are you that child's father? If that person wasn't that child's father, they would say, well, yes, I am that child's father.
Of course they will. Of course they will. But I think it's all to do with, well, I've done my bit. Maybe I didn't do enough. If it was me, and I've seen it happen, and I found out later on the 9 o'clock news, this child has been adopted, I'd be like, oh, sweet Jesus, I've seen it and I've done nothing. I'd never be able to forgive myself.
And there you are. That's exactly the point that I just made to you, yeah, Jeremy.
I just want to share this story with all of you. And this was in the news last year, I remember. And it was of a 46-year-old widower by the name of Craig Darwell. You can Google this story. And Craig Darwell, so widower, has a daughter who is 13 called Millie. And Craig decides that he wants to take, as a widower, he wants to take his daughter Millie for a holiday. And they check into a hotel. Okay, true story. Again, you can Google this if you want. Checks into the hotel with his daughter and go up to the room. And within an hour, the police are at the door of the hotel. The staff of the hotel had contacted police to say that they had witnessed something alarming. A father checking into a hotel with his daughter, my God, and called the police and accused him of being a paedophile. I don't know. It doesn't say whether or not.
Again, Jeremy, I'm going to ask this question. I remember that story.
The father, Craig Darwell, said he was humiliated by the event and it ruined the father-daughter trip that they had looked so forward to.
And so it should have. Like, that's what it'd be worth fighting.
And that is, that is disgraceful. No. Just listen to me. No, the guard shouldn't have arrived at the door and banged down the door and everything else, right? But again, what is wrong with asking a question? Is that your daughter?
Well, I'd hate to think that if I checked into a hotel with my daughter next week, that people, hotel staff, people, would think.
Maybe when she's 13 or 14, they might think differently.
Would it have happened if it was a mother and son? Probably not.
No, probably not.
It's demonising men. That's what's happening.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Like, men do, like, that's opening up a whole different topic.
Like I said, the guards arriving at the door and everything else, bang out of order.
There was a message there.
But
there was a message there, by the way, about 20 minutes ago from Robbie. And he said he was walking in the park. He didn't mention the park. He was walking in the park a couple of weeks ago and wanted to sit down and didn't sit down at the tree branches that were beside the playground. What does that tell you about how men feel now?
Yeah, no, I get that. I understand that.
Rather than sit down at a bench that was beside the playground, he walked on. It's terrible.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Jess.
I'm fuming.
Why are you fuming?
Because those two fucking idiots publicly humiliated him with their cameras and phones and accusing him of the worst thing possible. And all he was trying to do was put plaster on his own child.
The only thing they accused him of was they asked him, was the child he was carrying his? That's all.
Yeah, did they phrase it
is that child actually yours? That's all. That's all.
Yeah. What parent wouldn't get offended by that? How do you gently ask someone to kidnap him?
His answer to that was, yes, the child is mine. Again,
the
cameras bang out of order.
Do you know what they have? They suffer from all men are bad and dangerous syndrome. I actually feel sorry for them.
True, and that is a syndrome. That is a syndrome that people believe it's the white van, the man in the white van.
Like the fact he couldn't even put a plaster on his own daughter without someone jumping to the worst possible conclusion. I actually feel sorry for them.
Again, as we said a couple of minutes ago. If we were reporting a story of a child being abducted...
But that wasn't the case.
I know that, but if it was, and we found out from CCTV that the man abducting the child ran past that man over there...
Yes, it would be dreadful, but that's not what happened.
I know, but it could. It could.
You can throw the word could into anything. That's not what happened. All the dad wanted to do was just put a plaster on his child and make sure she was okay.
You have any suspicion then that something untoward maybe, and I stress the word may, something untoward may be happening to a child, you just cover your eyes, cover your ears.
Adrian, putting a plaster on your child isn't untoward.
Yeah. Jess,
in context, this child was screaming the house down.
What context? Yeah, because she probably had a bad fall and was sore and was shocked.
Jeremy's similar-ish story, your daughter was having a meltdown as well at the time.
But there was nothing suspicious. I was there, so I can tell you there was nothing.
You were running with a child in your arms who was screaming.
Yes.
What's not suspicious about that?
That's not suspicious at all. Well, not in my mind. You want to have a pretty sick mind. If the child, if you were trying to put a napkin up to the child's mouth with chloroform on it, or if you had cable ties tying the child's hands behind their back, suspicious. There's nothing suspicious.
Of a child screaming the house down.
No, well, not
while being run away in an adult's arms. Nothing suspicious at all.
By a father's arms.
Know you're the father. Nobody else does.
It's none of their business.
Keith.
Once again, Irish government media has turned a blind eye to the goings-on of children in Ireland. There is fucking hundreds of children missing in this country. This country is a trafficking hub. It's on the spectrum for Interpol and all them other like big FBI, the whole lot. This country is bringing children in and sending them off into the sex trafficking ring. That's what all you want, but that's the fucking facts. But you know when the statistics ever actually do come out, you'll all say, We knew it all along, but not one year. They're all going against people who are standing up for children's fucking safety. Shame on the fucking lawyers.
Keith, I hope you have a really, really, really tall ladder to climb out of that rabbit hole that you're buried in. Jason.
Hey, Adrian, can you answer this for me, please, pal? So what I'm gathering from you is, every time you see a man with a child now, is there an age limit? Like, whether it's a 16-year-old or 14-year-old daughter, if you're dragging her home because she's drunk. Like that, we know what teenagers like. So every time you see a man with a child now, we have to approach him and ask what that child is. Do we ask for ID or anything? Or do we just believe him? So what if he's lying? Because if he's kidnapping the child, he could be lying. You know, this is fucking ridiculous. This is just more, look at every man as a potential fucking paedophile and rapist. Jesus, Adrian, I thought you would know better than that.
Sorry about that, Jason. John.
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? Great topic today. Look, it's 2025, lads, okay? And there's a lot of people in this country now that wasn't in this country 10, 15 years ago. And we have a lot of void pass centres going on. We have a lot of different people here now with no fixed addresses. So I'd like to think that people would, you know, question, you know, a circumstance that what happened there yesterday. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking a few questions. I'd like to think if it was my child, someone would say something, or, you know, if I was even asked, I wouldn't have a problem with it. Why has everybody even got a problem with this? If it was my child, say, yeah, it's my daughter there, this, the missus there. What's wrong with it? This is the way we're living today. You know what I mean? You can't be too careful. I think it were right the girls what they've done. And I'd like to think somebody else would do it. In case it was the fact that what agent said earlier, oh, fuck's sake, I was there that day. I seen that happen. Here, come on now, lads. You know? Here, I think it was a great thing that them girls done. That's it.
Good man.
Have a great day.
Good man, John. Thank you.
Yeah, very easy for you to say, John, standing at the sidelines. You're like one of these people who I see when I go to football matches who stands at the sideline and says, ah, he should have kicked the ball that way. He should have kicked the ball the other way. You're not playing in the match.
One final message from Angry Darren.
What do you think if your man was abducting the child? What's he going to say? Oh, yeah, I'm abducting the child. Please don't say that. Fucking stupid question to ask.
Thank you very much indeed, Darren.
Can I also say before we go about Keith's message, right or wrong, he's saying it's a fact, but we don't have facts.
Well, this is a hope for abducting children.
No, but Ava, how come I've never seen an interview, Keith, with a mother saying my child was abducted and taken into a sex trafficking ring? I've never ever seen. Have you ever seen that on primetime?
I haven't.
Where are these mothers? Where are they?
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. Hit subscribe or follow on the bell icon on Spotify. Thank you for listening. Catch you on the next one.